In no point on this question have you said, I really love him, or, our relationship other than this has been so amazing and he's so supportive of me and I don't want to leave him. No, you've only said you just don't want your daughter to be without her father. That's it. You don't seem to have any real reason to want to be in this relationship other than your shared child. And not that that's not nothing, right?
That's
Okay, let's
important,
be
but it doesn't sound like
honest.
he cares about her either, in my opinion. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. The
Well,
daughter
I
that's
mean,
watching.
it does sound like he cares about her to me. It sounds like he's at this point freaking out because he doesn't want to lose his daughter. But I don't know that he cares about losing you, which is a problem.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Welcome back to Sexy Time.
Welcome back to Sexy Time.
Thanks so much for making us a sexy part of your day. It really means a lot.
Yeah.
It's time is the most valuable thing that we all have, so thank you for spending some time listening to us.
Woo.
We hope
we
you
love
like
you
it.
Guys.
You must
And
like it. You're here.
Big shout out to our awesome sexy shout out patrons, Monster J,
MJ.
Mark, and
James
James.
are consistent. These guys and gals and everything in between are sexy motherfuckers because they're always,
indeed,
always supporting us. So thank you. If you want to get a shout
and
out.
And the others who are not shouted out, we love you too.
Yes, yes. But if you want to know what we're talking about, the others who are not getting shout outs but also supporting us, come to patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. You can join the Patreon team there. And if you're not a Patreon, that's cool too. We love your support. Just share it with a friend and hope you enjoy our sexy time with us.
Yeah. All right. It's question time.
It is question day.
It's question time. I have a big one that I think applies to a lot of people.
I'm not a size king or queen, but I'll try to fit it in. Go ahead.
Well, first, I want to say thank you to our listener who sent this one. I know you're having a hard time, and I appreciate you reaching out. This one is from a 29-year-old female.
Okay.
And she says that her boyfriend, 31-year-old male of 4 years, cheated the entire time that they were together.
What?
She says, I found this out while he was talking to another woman. And I asked him and insisted on the truth. We have a baby together.
Oh.
And apparently there are about five other women that he's been talking to during the course of our relationship. He claims that at no point did they ever get physical and that he was only texting with them. He really apparently loves the attention, but says that nothing ever comes from it and that it just eventually dies down.
Good Lord, cheating. What type of texts are these? Go ahead. Yeah, keep going.
Apparently, he really loves flirting with women. And she says, I don't know if I can believe that, but for me, this is cheating.
Okay.
He has begged me to stay with me and work things out. Although I feel like I want to leave, I also don't want my daughter to have to not have a father. I'm not from the same country as my partner. And if we were to split up, I would have to move home with our daughter. I've told him that he needs to get therapy. Unfortunately, there's nothing that I can do to stop him from going with other women. I can't stop thinking about this. It's driving me crazy, and it's all I can think about. Everything to me feels like a lie, and I don't believe him, and I just want to look at his phone nonstop. And I've never been this kind of person to feel so upset and so insecure and wanting to snoop. And it's driving me nuts. I don't even feel like myself anymore. Is there any way to rebuild this relationship after he's lied to me so many times? Or should I just pack up and go back to my country?
I'm so sorry to hear this situation. And thanks for being vulnerable to share it here and listening to us try to give some advice or comfort or different point of view at the least. So last question, you were saying any way to rebuild the relationship? Well, there's always a way. Now, we are saying how much lying, though, and that, because I'm kind of confused. It sounded like either it was a lack of communication or lack of understanding what's going on, because he kind of is, I guess it was, maybe this conversation did happen where he knows that you consider that cheating, and then certain things are off limits, like flirting with other women on these texts or whatever, you know, he's doing that you're considering cheating. If you've had this conversation with him already and he before said, yeah, I'm cool with being with you for this long and that's what we're going to do, and that's cheating. And now he's finally admitting that he's been lying these 4 years. That's another instance than actually making that clear. You know what I mean? Because right now it seems that you're so shocked from it, and that so everything else is going on in this question. It seems like maybe that wasn't as clear as it was previously thought of when you have a daughter and you've been going for 5 years. But I'm not sure. It depends. I don't know exactly. But that's one of my first thoughts. So I'm like, I'm fairly confused, because if it was kind of assuming that you're on the same page without really having it clear and talking about it all the time, where he's like, yeah, I'm not doing these things. Yeah, I'm not doing this. And you're saying, don't do that. You know, if you set these boundaries clear earlier, it was clear in communicating with him. If that was the case, then yeah, that's terrible that he's been lying. He's been saying, yeah, I'm not going to cheat on you this way, and that he has been for this long, and it's getting worse, and he's finally admitting, saying, that's just who I am, because I like flirting with women, and sorry, even though I told you that I'm not going to do that and that was cheating this whole time, I lied to you for 4 years and this is what's going on, right? If that's the case, then that would take a lot more to rebuild the trust. I don't think, it might not even be possible. I would start getting definite like other third parties involved, relationship counselors, if it's that far where you need to do that, because you said that there's other things than just this relationship at stake. Having your daughter having a father, you also might have to be excommunicated or leave, or however your visa is linked, or however it is that you had to move back to your home country. So there's a lot of different factors there. So in that case, I think it would be like better to be out of a relationship like that if it was that bad, where it was very clear and he has been that far bad for 4 to 5 years, and with a kid, and even with all this on stake, that's at stake, it's bad. He's still thinking about himself over his daughter and you, and being truthful at all. I would lean towards that. But again, if you really need to push, I'm not a therapist, go to a relationship therapist and see what you need to do. But be very careful, because he's been lying that much. But if it wasn't clear, I think it's a clear case of understanding that, like, getting to know yourself better, how you present yourself, how you actually like hold firm to those things that you're actually trying to say are what you want in a relationship. You really don't want your partner doing those things. Then I think it wasn't that clear. If it was kind of like it was kind of like assumed that this is the case, and now it's like, oh, sorry, I guess I was cheating on you this whole time. You know what I mean? So I think that would be the case from in that instance. But the more I talk about it and the more I replay the question in my head, I think he was lying this whole time. So again, I would lean towards, I don't think it's going to work. I think it would be better for you and your child to not be in that relationship. There also is that culture clash. Take it from me. I've been married 15 years to a woman who's not from the same culture. In the beginning, we both were terrible at our home languages. I'm still not that great at Japanese. She's not perfect in English. She's better than me at my Japanese. But yeah, so there is always those culture clashes, and that can cause super flare-ups, especially with communication and being clear with these sorts of boundaries. Now, that's, again, the way you're presenting it, it seems like it was pretty clear. But I understand that it would be even harder to try to rebuild the trust with another thing in the mix of different cultures and backgrounds and things like that. So again, I don't think it would be good for you or your child if it was that case, that it was very clear this whole time and he's just been lying and not caring about you and the kid or the relationship this whole time. That's what I would lean towards. What do you think, Alice?
It's funny. I thought we were going to disagree on this, but no. I think you should go home, and here's why. Because in no point on this question have you said like I really love him, or our relationship other than this has been so amazing, and he's so supportive of me, and I don't want to leave him. No, you've only said you just don't want your daughter to be without her father. That's it. You don't seem to have any real reason to want to be in this relationship other than your shared child. And not that that's not nothing, right?
That's
Okay,
important,
let's be
but it doesn't sound like
honest.
he cares about her either, in my opinion. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry. The daughter
Well,
that's
I mean, it
watching.
does sound like he cares about her. To me, it sounds like he's at this point freaking out because he doesn't want to lose his daughter. But I don't know that he cares about losing you, which is a problem. Because it sounds like he's got one foot out the door if he keeps texting all these other women, frankly. And he says that it just like peters out and it doesn't go anywhere. But I'm sure that's not his choice. That's probably their choice if it's true. If it's true that he never got physical with anyone, if it's true that it never went anywhere, that's because he's not good enough at whatever texting he's doing to seal the deal, or he's whatever, like, or he's non-committal with them and he's non-committal with you. Either way, this guy doesn't seem like a catch to me. And I think you can do better. I don't know what your country is like. I don't know what country you live in. I don't know what the support system is like there for you, but it doesn't sound like a bad option the way you've put it. You make it sound like it's an easy thing to go home and have that support there. And maybe that's really what you need because it doesn't sound like you're getting the support you need at home. Now, if I'm like way off and you're like, oh, I just didn't put it in there. I love him more than anything and blah, blah, blah. Like, then okay, go to a marriage counselor and see what you can do. But if especially if your country is forward thinking and you're able to like potentially continue to date with your child, if you're able to continue to look for love in the future, even though you have a child and you're a single mother, like if you're not going to a country that has a lot of judgments about those things, then I think just go. If you're going to a country that has a lot of judgments about those things, be aware that it's going to be harder for you. And make that part of your decision. Because maybe you want to stay here with your daughter and just get rid of this guy. I don't know what you're able
'Cause if they're
to
not
do for
married,
yourself.
it wouldn't be like a visa
Yeah.
usually. They usually don't give visas unless it's a spouse, so you wouldn't
So I
have
don't
to
know what's
leave, maybe.
happening. I don't know what's happening here for you, but all the details are a little irrelevant when it comes to the fact that it only seems like you want to stay for your daughter. And if that's true, then I think you should go.
I think she is still thinking of the daughter, and let me push, not push back, but dig the dagger a little deeper of this guy if he is this bad. And don't worry, I'll play devil's advocate right after. But first, you said you think
You're so
cares
nice.
about, is there a care about the daughter, or he cares about having a daughter, or he cares about how he looks as a father? Because if you reverse it and say, would you, if your daughter, because your daughter's eventually going to grow up as the father, has a situation where her dad is this way, like he would, or like the person that the daughter dates or has a kid with ends up treating his daughter that way, he would say, get the fuck away from that guy right away. You know what I mean? If he actually cared about his daughter. Like, if you actually put it in those terms, I don't think he cares about the daughter itself yet, because it's probably, the daughter's probably still too young. But when it grows up,
I
when the daughter
mean,
grows up, I'm like, oh, I don't know. It sounds like he cares about more about flirting with other women and other shit than it's like actually what she's trying to say the focus should be on, in my opinion.
honestly, like my father had his own issues, right? But the best thing about my dad is that he was honest. And I would want an honest father for my daughter, not just some loser. I mean, this guy kind of sounds like a loser.
Okay, now let me play the devil's advocate before we go too far. Because
I'm
like
terrible.
here, like again, when you were reading the question, I was like, wait, no physical and only text, assuming that's true, how bad are these texts that you're actually scouring and believe that he's really doing like lying that bad? Like, are these really raunchy texts? Like, what's going on here? Or because he said just flirting. And also it said, I've never been insecure. And you said that that's cheating even without physical in the question. So like, I'm like, is, and again, I actually am on your side.
I mean, I agree. I,
this
like,
is a devil
frankly,
advocate thing. Because I'm
if
like,
some guy
to
is flirting with lots of other women, like, I don't know.
No, I mean, like, yeah, but as a again, it's like, that's why my main point was before.
It sounds like he's got one foot out the door, is my point.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It doesn't matter whether it's clear or not. It sounds like he's not really that invested in their relationship.
Yeah. In the end, I'm still taking that side. I was just trying to argue the other side for a second because I do. I'm like, oh, if there is some weird way, it's like, it depends.
Well, for me, the other side would be like, are you cool with being poly? And if you can be cool with being poly, then fine, stay with him. But I wouldn't. It doesn't sound like you are. I would out. Well,
my wife doesn't mind me. I'm like, I'm not poly, but my wife doesn't mind me actually flirting with women as long as I don't go crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, if I just say things,
okay,
there's a difference. That's why I was like, oh, how bad are these texts? Like, if I was actually say on text, like, I want to be in your pants right now. I want to fuck you so bad. That's different than flirting.
That's very different.
Yeah.
That's,
see what I'm saying?
Six.
So I'm like, oh, how bad are these texts? So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cheating. But like, just to be like, I think you're really hot and sexy. You know, if I wasn't involved, I'd want to fuck you. Even if I said that, my wife wouldn't be that angry, to be honest, as long as I don't fucking
do it.
Like, I mean, she wouldn't want to like see that or like, and like, we'd have to have a long talk. But like, you know, I mean, it's what you build in the relationship. That's why I'm saying, like, if you have built something where it's like very clear that you don't like him doing those things, even when if it's just flirting through text, then yeah, that's cheating, of course. But if you haven't had it, now is the time to really do it if you trust that it is this only just text, which again, I don't think it is. But anyway, like, I do think, like, what you're saying,
I love that you came back around. That's so cool. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
Yeah. Anyway,
decide what you want.
Yeah.
And don't put up with anything else.
Amen. Yeah. Good luck with it. And you know, like, again, there's a lot of things I relate to with the multicultural relationship and doing all those things. So like, yeah, let us know how it goes if you can later, because
yes,
it might take some time. Anyway, I have one question here. It's semi long. Let's see. Okay. I think we can get, I like long ones though. So. Some people like thick, but anyway, all right.
Oh my, I've never really been into long, but I support your choices.
Let's see. The email from the listener is titled "Sex Feels Like Competition." Hello, Alice and BK. First, I'm a 19 female girl who only has relationships with guys. I'm not English native, so I'll try to explain my problem the better I can. I'll fix the English as we read it from now on. I'll do that for you. Don't worry. So if you have English as your second language or you're not native, go ahead. You can still send information. We can figure it out. I feel like sex is a competition. When I have sex with someone, I always give myself 100%. I give 100% of myself and put a lot of energy, not only for me, but also because I want him to remember me as a very good girl in bed. That's an interesting way of saying it, but you know, yeah. This shows up especially during a blowjob. I feel awfully self-conscious if I can't make the guy come very hard or if he doesn't say that I give the best blowjobs ever. I am kind of kinky and I'm mainly submissive. I always need to try out new things in bed. So when I'm talking with people and they say, oh, I've done that once in bed, I'm able to think, ha, you're so cute. I've done 20 times better than that. It's not healthy to always be competing against each other, against others. And I know I shouldn't see sex as a competition. Yesterday, I crossed the line. I was reading a sex fantasy post online with people sharing their sex experiences, and the guy wanted to have another girl with him and with his significant other, where the additional girl would be with him and his significant other being the masters of her. Okay. Okay. I immediately identified myself as that sub because I'd love that. But then he said stuff like, I'd say to the girl, no, you're not doing it right. Watch how you should be doing it. And the significant other will start doing it better while the other is forced to watch. And I felt destroyed reading that. Like, what the fuck, brain? I can't handle the idea of having another girl performing better than me. I don't know why. And it's getting me so mad because I'm having bad behaviors because of that. I really want to try a female with female and male threesome. but I'm totally stuck about trying because I'm thinking that she's going to be better than me, or I'm going to be too focused on competition and performing better and not enjoying myself. I'm actually forcing myself to watch some lesbian porn at the moment, but I'm not really into that. It's too central, not rough enough for me. I want to switch to maybe female-female-male porn to help, but I don't know if that's going to work. Anyway, has competition ever got in the way of sex for either of you? How should I learn to just enjoy sex and stop fucking seeing it as a stupid competition where I must be first at all costs? Thanks for reading, and sorry for bad English. You did a great job. I like the way your questions were at the end, so... What do you think, Alice?
Wow. Well, I have two thoughts about this. One is, you know, if you want to be a pro at sex, feel free to go ahead and become a pro at sex. You know, there are careers in sex that you could investigate and maybe potentially try, like being a sexual surrogate, where you work with people who have various anxieties and issues regarding like sex or just physical issues that make it difficult for them to be with a regular partner. And you could provide those services for those people who are looking for a sexual surrogate. And you could, you know, be very proud about being at the top of your field. Mm. Or you could be a sex therapist if you wanted to. That might actually be good for you as well to have to learn
how to everything involved
in becoming a sex therapist will probably help treat you as well. Mm-hmm. Or you could see a sex therapist about all of this, or a regular therapist about all of this. You're not wrong to recognize that this is a bit abnormal. I'm not saying you're weird or that there's something wrong with you, but it is a bit abnormal and it could get in the way, as you said, of some of the things that you desire. So my major recommendation is for you to actually seek out some form of therapy on this, either regular therapy or sex therapy. I don't think it's a bad idea for you to pursue either avenue. However, I would also recommend a book. I think we may have talked about it here on this podcast before. Mm-hmm. It's called Positive Intelligence. Mm-hmm. And it talks a lot about our survival mechanisms and trying to get out of those survival mechanisms into a place of ease and flow where things are relaxed and not judgmental and more curious. You know, if you can let go of your judgment during sex, judgment of yourself, judgment of others, and just get into a place of curiosity, you know, what would it be like if I tried this? What if I tried that? I wonder what he really wants here, you know? And the reason I'm suggesting this to you is because one of the major players in the positive intelligence lineup in terms of that survival mechanism is the pleaser. And I don't know if this bleeds into other areas of your life where you really want to please people, but it seems like your desire to please men in bed in particular is overshadowing everything else you want. So I just want to encourage you to take a look at maybe positive intelligence or some other form of perhaps Buddhism or something that's going to get you in the moment and out of your head. Because I do think it's this desire to please that is, again, overshadowing all the rest of your desires. Mm. So, you know, you got two directions. If you really want to lean hard into this, become a pro and enjoy feeling proud about it. Becoming a sex therapist, I think, again, like that's like a high bar, but, you know, it might be good for you. You might really enjoy it, might enjoy the process. You might enjoy the actual profession. And I think it might help heal some of this for you. But again, on the other side, I think therapy or, you know, definitely pursuing something that can help you get out of this pleasing mentality, whether it's positive intelligence or some other form of mindfulness training. I think that could be really helpful for you, not just during sex, but maybe with the rest of your life as well.
Mm. I love it. That was a great suggestion.
Thanks, BK.
And again, your English is not bad at all. That was really long and well written for that. So, and I loved how you used the swear words
perfectly. He's an English teacher.
I am. I wish a lot of my students would be as sexy as you, because want to be a sex pro, aww, be a sex pro. Your efforts are very much appreciated. So, and for the guys out there, listen up, guys. This is very important. This is why gratitude is so important. Did you hear what she just said? She just wanted to say, like, wow, you do a great job. I really appreciate, you know, the work. And that's all she's looking for that. It's like, all you need to express gratitude and be happy that you're with someone who actually is caring enough to want to please you. You know what I mean? Like, it's
thank
very
you.
Important.
Don't be a bad dom.
Yeah, don't be a bad dom. It's like, if you're going to dom and do that because she's a sub, like, yeah, it's like gratitude is so important. So get that mindset in there. And guess what? You will have amazing sex and an amazing relationship, because when you get hit that perfect dom sub relationship, stick with that gratitude because you're in a good spot. And again, listener, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being awesome for that. Like, it's we're grateful for you, and I think everyone who has sex with you is grateful for that, and as well as you should be with them. So anyway, now you mentioned Positive Intelligence, a book. I'm going to throw another book that's really interesting, Mindset by Carol Dweck.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
You've read that?
Yeah.
This is why I hate school and religion. And you could say society too, but anyway, we get that in our brains of this mindset. And in the book Mindset, she talks a lot about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And schools are like fixed, where it's like you're supposed to get the right answer and then you're done. Or like same with religion, it's only this way and that's the only thing, instead of actually failing to improve. Because whenever you try something new or try to learn something, you always fail and make mistakes and all this stuff. Where it's like, you, if you're in a growth mindset, you embrace those and say, yeah, I'm going to try again. And one of the examples was like they had a bunch of like young people, I think in their like 10 years old or something like that. And they gave them puzzles and then that were kind of difficult, so they wouldn't be able to finish it, but they would get closer. It was like, you know, and then they said, do you want that same puzzle again over and over so you can complete it, because you couldn't complete it? Or do you want like a more challenging one? And then the kids with like a growth mindset will say they want more challenging ones because they want to get better and better, because it's you know, they're like, why would I want to do the same one all the time? And the other ones are like, would want the fixed mindsets, would want the same puzzle over and over because they want to just get it right and be, again, it links with your positive intelligence suggestion of they want to be pleasing others to say, I got it right and I can do that. And it's like, it's finished then, right? So I think that's one I would recommend too, to think of that, because in a competition, if you're trying to say like, I want to be the best and get it right all the time and please every time like that without ever failing that, it's going to be a difficult road to hoe, because no one's perfect, even in bed, especially in bed, actually. Imagine the first time you tried having sex. I'm pretty sure it wasn't like, you know, you're getting better, right? So again, think of that type of growth or improvement mindset, incorporating that into some things too, because that's the same thing with sex therapist, which is, I think, is a great suggestion. If you're not interested in becoming one, which would also be awesome, going to a sex therapist or a regular therapist with that mindset of growth and improvement, because you want to grow in your mindset to have better sex. That's what I would recommend as well. You can try to do it on your own with these books or thoughts of, or try to, you know, hack your mind into becoming a more secure, I guess, person, less of a pleaser, but you can still keep that pleaser if that's natural. And as a sub, it probably is, and that's okay. But yeah, you can do it yourself with these types of books or thoughts, or seek out a sex therapist, regular therapist, a professional like that. I think these are all great suggestions to try. And thanks for sharing. I wish I met you when I was younger.
How interesting. Yeah. I do think that there's a world in which you can be submissive and giving,
mm-hmm.
And still not in that survival mechanism of being a pleaser. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think the survival mechanism of being a pleaser is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the part that's causing you anxiety. And that's the reason I want to encourage you, you know, again, like BK, to maybe form a little bit of a different mindset about it, you know, being somebody who gives generously rather than somebody who needs to be the best, who needs to be a pleaser, who needs to be an achiever. You know, I think that's more about, there's a difference between being submissive and causing yourself real pain.
Yeah, I like that. It's a fine line, because I'm definitely a dom alpha male, but I always try to please my wife first. So, you know, I don't know. Mm. It's that pleaser in me.
That's because you're a giver.
Yeah. Giver, maybe not pleaser. Yeah, I see. Interesting. Yeah, because I don't need like the pat on the head, but yeah. But I liked, you know, I love her.
The question is, when somebody does pat you on the head, do you like lift your leg? Do you like, you know, just your tail wag a little bit? That's the real question.
Again, this is why gratitude is important. It isn't everything to have that moment of me lifting my leg like that or wagging my tail, but like it's important to be acknowledged every now and then. You know, it doesn't have to be every time.
I'm just curious for our listener, what would it be like for you to find somebody who makes your tail wag?
Seek that out. You can do it. I love it. So we're out of time. Always send in your questions. We really appreciate all of them. You can do it on Discord if that's easier as a Patreon on patreon.com/sextimepodcast or sexytimedlove. I said glove. Sorry. sextimedlove@gmail.com.
I love the D. Oh, sorry.
I like the G too. That spot's nice. But anyway, thank you again for all of your sexy questions and listening and sharing with your friends. We really appreciate
Keep
it.
Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, stay sexy, stay safe.
And please don't get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week wherever you listen to podcasts for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies sending her love. Stay sexy.